In the state of Virginia, both candidates seeking to replace the retiring Democratic U.S. Senator James Webb are playing up their friendliness to coal. Republican George Allen, a former governor who narrowly lost the Senate seat to Webb in 2006, has consulted for mining giants Peabody Coal and Alpha Natural Resources since he left office. His Democratic opponent, Tim Kaine, also a former governor, has a much harder record to defend when it comes to selling his support for the coal industry. And that history has become a key issue of the campaign. Here's Mark Rozelle. He's a political scientist at George Mason University in Virginia.
One of the political challenges for Kaine coming into this campaign was that he was so closely tied to the policies of the Obama administration at the federal level. Kaine was the head of the Democratic National Committee, and therefore he was the leading voice for many of the policies coming out of a Democratic administration in Washington, some of which were very unpopular in Virginia. The formula for victory for Democratic Party candidates running statewide in Virginia in the modern era has been to run to the right of the National Party wherever possible.
Like the presidential election, Professor, many people assume that economic issues would decide this contest in Virginia. When did the environment become such an important factor in the race?
Well, the environment has been an issue in the race all along, but it's been mostly muted. There hasn't been as much discussion about environmental concerns as there has been about jobs in the economy. But Democratic candidate Tim Kaine has been running some television ads extolling his support for coal mining and the fact that his family has connections to coal mining country in Virginia and that he is supportive of the industry. And of course, this is a position that's counter to positions taken by pro-environmental groups in the Democratic Party constituencies.
We're going to play that ad now. Let me point out that the ad has Tim Kaine looking down from a helicopter.
This state-of-the-art coal plant in Southwest Virginia, where my wife's from, created 2,500 new jobs. As governor, I supported its construction. I also support offshore energy, conservation, and innovative investments in wind and solar, which together employ more than 66,000 Virginians. That's what I call unleashing our energy potential. I'm Tim Kaine, and I approve this message because innovation creates jobs, energy independence, and a cleaner tomorrow.
What do you think Tim Kaine was trying to accomplish with this ad?
First of all, Tim Kaine wants to position himself as a pro-economic growth candidate. And since jobs in the economy are the leading issues in this campaign, he wants to emphasize in economically distressed areas of Virginia that he supports various industries that are important to creating economic opportunity.
How has George Allen's campaign responded?
The Allen campaign has argued that Tim Kaine is not authentic in presenting himself as a pro-industry type candidate, that he has taken positions more in tune with the policies of the Obama administration on environmental issues. Allen has tried to tie Kaine to positions such as opposition to the pipeline that the Obama administration had successfully stopped. And in general, Allen has portrayed himself as the more pro-jobs, pro-growth, pro-industry type candidate than Tim Kaine, and essentially is arguing that Kaine is a faker on this.
I'm going to play an ad that George Allen just recently made for his own campaign.
America's at a crossroads. Will we continue to decline or begin to ascend again? I envision a better future where job creators are able to invest and grow free of excessive regulations and taxes, where we use America's energy resources to improve our quality of life.
And then let's listen to some folks who, well, have the gloves a little bit more off. The Chamber of Commerce has run a counter ad against Tim Kaine.
What exactly is Tim Kaine's position on American energy exploration? Yes if, yes but, yes when, and that means no. Kaine claims he's for American energy exploration, but wants to delay it. Kaine says he's for the Keystone XL pipeline, but just not now. We do know Kaine supported cap and trade, which would have raised energy costs. Tim Kaine on energy. The more you know, the more it sounds like no. Vote no on Tim Kaine. The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The chamber here is trying to say this guy not only is inconsistent, but you really can't trust what he says he's going to do as a candidate in this campaign. Look at his record in the past, and that will give you a more true insight into his actual beliefs about these issues.
Now, the League of Conservation Voters has jumped into this with a lot of money for them. They're spending almost $1 million to send out pieces of mail to 500,000 households. Why do you think that the League of Conservation Voters is pouring money into the Kane campaign despite the ambivalence they must feel?
I think the League of Conservation Voters feels that it's especially important to pour extra money into this campaign, given the emphasis now on environmental issues. And even though Tim Kaine has taken a position that goes against pro-environmental groups, the League of Conservation Voters believe that Tim Kaine is far better than anything that would come from George Allen if George Allen were to go back to the Senate. These interest groups understand the importance of being pragmatic and being sensible. You can't find candidates who are 100% with you 100% of the time on your issues. You have to keep your eyes on the big picture. One Senate race can make the difference ultimately as to whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans who control the Senate after this election year is over.
What do polls show at this point?
The latest polls show that Tim Kaine has opened up a significant lead over George Allen. The Washington Post poll, I believe, has it at 8 percentage points. One thing that has been pretty consistent throughout this election is that the polls in the Virginia Senate race have tracked very closely with the top of the ticket, so that when Barack Obama and Mitt Romney were running statistically tied, so were Tim Kaine and George Allen. And ever since Barack Obama has opened up something of a real lead over Mitt Romney, Tim Kaine also has opened up a real lead over George Allen. So something is happening right now in Virginia that's, for now at least, favoring the Democratic candidates both at the presidential and senatorial level.
Mark Rozelle is professor of public policy at George Mason University in Virginia. Thank you so much, Professor.
Okay, thank you.